from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Eric Harris, age 39 at the time of this interview.
I grew up in an area, Westchester County, New York, White Plains. It was a very diverse area. There were Caucasians, Asians, Black people all in the same neighborhood. The school I went to was extremely diverse. So I would say I had an upbringing where I could understand all cultures and diversities. It's allowed me to be able to communicate with different types of people. It's allowed me to understand different lifestyles and be tolerant of different lifestyles, different people. Family is extremely important. When I was 11, my mom and dad got divorced. My dad was always there, even after divorce. Growing up, you know, when I thought about, as I got older, maybe 19, 20, 21, getting a girlfriend, you know, steady girlfriend, and maybe thinking about starting a family later on, I made it a promise to make sure I was there for my kids. And that's extremely important, especially being a Black man. There's really not that many positive role models that are portrayed in the media for us. There's been quite a few influential people in my life. One of them was probably my sixth grade teacher, Mr. Adams. He was an African-American from Trinidad, and he just was the only Black male teacher I ever had. He instilled in me the fact that to succeed, you have to get your education. You have to read. You guys playing football and basketball, you don't have to go to a Division I school to get a good education. You know the percentages of making it to the league or leagues. Got to stay in the books. You got to get good grades. And if you get good grades, when you apply to those jobs, 3.8, 3.9, those look pretty good. Some of the secrets of success that you might want to have would be whatever you do, do it well. And do what you want to do. Don't do a job because your buddy's there. Do what you want to do and do it well. Enjoy what you do. If you don't, then you need to find something that you enjoy. Don't be a follower. Be a leader. Pay attention in school. Get your education. And try to improve yourself every day. Wake up saying, I'm going to be better than I was yesterday. As I got older, I realized some of the ills with society and what was going on. So it played a role later on in my life when I understood and saw certain things going on. I wanted to be there for my kids so that I could show them and teach them what was right and what was wrong. Again, I didn't really have issues with race growing up because of the area that I lived in and the schools that I went to. Now that I'm older, knowing how the world works, I see certain things that point me in certain directions when dealing with people. Issues like the glass ceiling, where they make it look like you can go higher in a workplace, but then you're not really allowed to go higher. Things like that I've dealt with. Situations where people, again, perceive Black people, people of color, differently, purely based on their race. You know, how the country was built, how money was made in this country. We can overcome those ills that were previously done to us that have a lasting effect from generation to generation. I think you have to find your way and do your own research and understand how this country works and what you need to do to make it a better place for when your kids are here.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Azarius Britt, Daryl Holloway, and Dominic Burden. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at slbradio.org.